Hey, what's up? It's me. If you don't know who I am by now, I honestly don't know why you're here. No, that's mean and arrogant. I apologize. It's John. My name's John. You may know me as the Games Master, the Dungeon Master for Esposito Dungeons and Dragons in Spain. You may know me as John, who lives around the corner and spends too much time naked in his living room. Is anything too much when it comes to being naked in your living room? The answer is yes. When you have guests, it's too much. I got lost. Yeah, welcome to Esposito. This is the latest episode. In this episode, we meet more old friends. And I clearly can't wait to reveal that. So, yeah, enjoy the episode. Maybe leave us a rating, review, tell us what you think. If it's nice, if you don't like it, then don't tell us. We don't want to know. We are very sensitive. But yeah, otherwise, this has gone on for too long, and I've not really even said anything apart from be careful how often you're naked in your living room. Peace.
So after a while, the comms crackle over again, and Colonel Selenkis' voice comes over and says,
"All right, it's me, it's Colonel Selenkis. You remember me? I was the woman with the scar on my forehead. You had an uncomfortable conversation in front of me."
We had an uncomfortable conversation when you left, to be fair, as well.
Really, really doesn't narrow it down.
You've met Pax then, haven't you? He's a liaison from the Conclave. He's sort of in command of this whole fleet. He seems to take a liking to you. He thought you were all quite nice. He especially liked the drunk one. He seemed like he enjoyed her company.
The first time for everything, I guess.
Nonetheless, what he said, this is what he said. He's passed your disc on to the Science and Research Department. They've downloaded it. They've made a copy for themselves. Were you aware that there was an image in there on that disc?
No, I kind of just listened to the audio file.
Oh, it was a weird squid-looking thing.
Yeah, we've got a picture of that too.
Oh, great. The folks in the science team were curious about that. So if you've got another image of some sort, they would love to see that. They were hoping to have a chat with you. Seeing that squid thing, we've got a xenobiologist coming in from... he's an Ashenforged, delightful fella, coming in to have a look as well. But yeah, so... basically, you've been given permission to go to the research section of the ship. I'll send you through a couple of guards to take you up there. As I said before, even though Pax was fond of you, I still can't really give you run of the ship, as it were. I think my voice has changed a little bit. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, weren't you Australian before?
I may well have been. I've now gone Cockney. I don't know.
The fine line between the two.
I seem to have hurt my voice. My throat somehow between the last time we've spoken now.
Honestly. It's long been said that Aussies are just the Cockneys of the Southern Hemisphere, so that's fine.
Can I ask a favour? I want to send a message to my dear family just to let them know that I'm safe. They do worry about me, and I can't seem to get an outside line. Would it be possible to open up communications and I can tell them I'm okay?
Not so much, no. Pax has got something that he can still use. It's not, he didn't use the same sort of waves that we're using for radio transmissions or anything like that. But general communications aren't really possible. I could have a word with Pax, but I think his thing, whatever it is a one directional sort of thing. It'll only open a line to one person. So I'm not sure if that's any good to you. Unless you want to talk to that one person. Don't know who it is.
Neither do we, right? But that might be interesting to see if Pax would let us use it.
Right.
Your funeral.
I'll have a chat with him. I'm not quite sure how this would work, because I don't know who he's talking to. You don't know who he's talking to. So me saying, can they talk to who you're talking to? And no one, like, I think it might be more of a... And he doesn't like confusion. He's a very direct, straightforward kind of guy. So I guess he'd want to know why...
I'd be happy to explain.
All right, well, I'll have a word with him, see if I can send him down to chat with you guys when you're down in the science bay, whatever it is. We'll see what we can do.
All right. And then I just turn to the guys and say, obviously that's a lie to Korchev, right? So it'd be good to get a message to him.
No, we don't know whether he's compromised or not. We don't want to, like...
I thought that the impression was is that he'd been overthrown by that dickhead that you punched out.
Well, we don't know, do we?
Pax said he'd become more violent recently, so maybe he's been infiltrated as well.
Oh, shit. Right. That makes sense. Thanks for cluing me in.
It's a big old accusation to throw about, though, with no proof.
What do you mean?
Well, to be saying that so-and-so's compromised or taken over by someone else.
It's not a matter of accusation. It's a matter of what we operate on the basis of. We don't know whether he's compromised or not. So we err on the side of caution and assume that he is until we prove otherwise.
I can get along with that.
We play it close to our chest, find out if he isn't. Obviously, if we can prove that he's not, and it's Doc pulling the strings, but from our encounter with him, it just seemed like same old Doc to me. That was just his general unpleasantness. No extra help required. So it might be a case of Korchev is the one who's compromised. He's the one with the authority. He's the one who's pulling the strings. And, you know, Doc's just Doc.
How do we know if Korchev has been compromised? Perhaps many of the different factions have been compromised also. Might not just be the Infinity Corps. We have to keep our wits about us, right?
Good point.
Well, maybe this xenobiologist Ashen Forged you were talking about, maybe he'll know something about this Sentinel, maybe the species that it is, or...
Maybe.
You know, if he's seen one of these before and he's like, hey, up, aye, that's the Mesopotamian mind control squid, then we'll be like, aye, that sounds about right.
Mesopotamian mind control squids, yeah?
One of the worst parts about a beach holiday in Renenda.
Happened to me, Nan. We're just paddling away on a Lilo. All of a sudden, bam.
Mesopotamian mind control squid. Bam.
She spent the rest of her life thinking she was a mid-15th century dictator ruling over a fiefdom.
Which one?
Little Unenda.
How little are we talking? And I just keep on lowering my hand. When I get past my knee, I'm like, what?
It's a very small fiefdom.
Well, it'd have to be.
Look, all I'm saying is don't underestimate the mind control squids. They're a wily bunch.
I've heard. No one's nan is safe.
Right, so...
Sorry, John.
All of your awareness raised of Mesopotamian mind-controlled squids, you leave the Golden Rose keeping a wary eye for those squids. Because...
No, I'm not saying they're here. I'm just saying maybe we've got a picture of one.
Well, surely you'd recognise it.
Oh, no, they're invisible to dwarves. That's what makes them so dangerous.
but only to dwarves.
Oh, yeah, Rebook will be able to see it. That's why I've been keeping him around.
I mean, does Rebook know that Mesopotamian mind control squids are actually just dementia for dwarfs?
There are so many fucking dark layers to this. I love it.
It's actually sudden onset dementia.
They're a very specific colour, you see. They evolved into a colour, the colour that dwarves can't see.
Yes, and they only attack the elderly. Terrifying species.
What colour is that?
Right.
Well, I wish I could tell you.
Turns out it's mauve.
It was a colour blur for the Lord would want us to see it.
Oh, is that Futurama?
No, it's Community, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I do it in Futurama as well, but it's a black and white comic. Like a black and white episode, and they just put a slightly different shade of grey in. Anyway, purple aside, you exit the Golden Rose and are greeted by a couple of guards who take you through the bowels of the ship
to the science department. It looks like a J.J. Abrams set. Like, there's a lot of glass. It's very bright, very highly polished steel.
Lens flares.
Yeah, as you turn to the right to take the sight in, you kind of get blinded by a lens flare that you can't quite figure out where it's come from. And you have to sort of...
Normally unoriginal and mainly style over substance.
Yeah, you learn quite quickly not to lean on anything because it will just fall through. In there, you're greeted by a Promethean scientist. Who walks up to you and says, "Ah, hello, I am, oh shit, I had a name for him.
That's a very weird name.
Oh, fuck, I've lost it, hang on, give me a sec. I actually have an NPC name bank.
Be wise.
I forgot about it as well. I've not been using it at all.
The forgotten name bank.
Sorry, so the scientist walks up to you and says, hello, I'm Dr. Griffin Stedmeyer. I am head scientist of the Daedalus. So, we've had a look at the disc that you've provided to Pax. We've pulled the image off of there. It's something of a rough sketch. And he brings up this sketch and he says, and I hear you have something of an image yourselves that you found somewhere. Pax sort of grumbled it, so I'm not quite sure what he said.
Oh, these Amaron Homeworld. Yeah, we managed to rip it off of one of their computer systems.
Right, yes. And have you been able to transfer that through?
Sure, just a second. I just want to say, why is no one making a bigger deal out of the fact that we went to the Zamoran homeworld where no one has ever been before and we killed their queen? I mean, I've dropped it several times.
I've been wondering this for quite some time. I really feel like...
Thank you, Dumas. I thought I was taking crazy pills.
Like, honestly, when we get back to an Ender, there'll be... roasted meat off the bone, and they'll give us a royal welcome.
I feel like that doesn't bode well when you say those things.
There will be roasting and welcoming.
Mainly roasting and welcoming.
I mean, I'm not speaking for anyone else, but for me immediately, whilst that is amazing and genuinely well done, that's incredible. And
I feel forced now, though.
We shouldn't have had to draw this out of you. I mean, I feel like you're getting it both barrels, and we don't mean for it to be you. But just in general, I'm just like...
What I'm trying to say is that whilst it is genuinely incredible, we've sort of gone from one fire into another fire. It's not quite out of frying pan into the fire, because we've...
What's with that as well? Why are you so keen to start another Cold War up so quickly?
I'm just a scientist. I guess
I'm a messenger again, but...
I'm not particularly involved in the diplomatic side of things, but it does seem like the Infinity Corps are ignoring requests from the Conclave to withdraw from the Galactic Corps. In fact, they're building up military presence, and so it seems like we're building up military presence. And, I mean, if I'm perfectly honest, it feels like people are failing at diplomacy, but... That's the situation I'm in, and I'm. Pax mumbled something about maybe cutting strings. It was very confusing, but he seemed to think that this disc and you might have something that could sort of stop this, and then maybe we can get to celebrating the Zamoran thing.
That will be good. Diplomatic incidents are our speciality,
surprisingly, and by our approach, we're weirdly good at it. So,
the image that you had.
Oh yeah, can I ping that over to them?
Yeah, that's fine. So he brings up both images side by side, and whilst the sketch is a little bit rougher and a little, like, there seems to have been some things added in, they are pretty similar. And he says, so you say you found this on a Zamoran computer. Is there any other encounter? Do you have any context for why it was there?
Right. So you're a scientist, so you might find this quite hard to believe, but... judging from kind of talks we've all had, this thing has kind of made itself known to us through our dreams and our thoughts. I also may have encountered something similar to it on a jungle world a few years back. It nearly killed me, fucked up my face, and I sort of gestured to like the scarred bit of my face. Deeply, deeply traumatized me and my surviving members of my crew. So there's that.
So something telepathic is what you're saying, something that can communicate.
I'm not the doctor here, I'm not saying anything.
Not unlike a mind control squid.
A mind
control squid.
Of Mesopotamia.
Of.
That's important for some reason.
And it's endemic, you know.
Also, write down the word blurple. You're not writing down the word blurple. Write it down.
Could save your life.
So, we have a... There's an Ashen Forge xenobiologist on his way called Chorus. He should be arriving here, and he sort of looks at his watch. His ship should already have docked. I don't know if this is useful to you, but it might be. You're a Dendu, he indicates to Rebo. You're a Dendu. How much do you know about crucibles? I understand your people are sort of experts on crucible technology.
That may be the case, but absolutely no idea or experience with them.
Holy assumption and stereotypes, Batman. God.
It's part of the culture.
Oh, you know what happens when we assume, Doc? People get really fucking offended, so don't do it.
Is it innate genetically? Could Rebook...
It's not, no. It's genuinely, it's a cultural interest. The Dendu are particularly keen on studying them.
Yeah, no idea them.
Oh, that's a shame. It's just that since they've moved it towards the sun, there's been some interesting readings. I suppose it doesn't mean anything to you, which is a shame.
What do you mean by interesting?
Well, there's been some surges of primordial energies. There's been some fluctuations in space-time. These are all coming from, not from the crucible itself, but from the star. But it seems to have coincided with the crucible being moved closer to the star.
When you say fluctuations in space-time, are they similar to the rifts that the Zamoran have been going through?
I'm not really an expert on rifts, so I couldn't really say, I'm afraid.
But I mean, can you overlay sort of the signatures between sort of the changes that you're seeing on to, you know, one of the rifts and match it up that way?
I mean, I suppose I could give that a go. Yes, sure. I wasn't really aware that there was a time distortion relating to the rifts, but I suppose if you're saying there is.
Where's the rift we went through?
Yeah.
The rift is, I mean, actually, you don't know this. The rift has, like, you knew that the rifts were closing.
And that's as a result of the Queen dying? Or that's what we assume?
It seems to have coincided with it.
Also, I'm just assuming there's a time dilation thing just as a result of the things that happened, like when we got back here.
Give me a second. And he wanders off to a console and you know, does some sciencey things. You can see he pours some liquid from a beaker into a test tube and pours it back into the beaker, puts that down. Takes a sip, and he comes back and he says, "Well, there's not really been, enough time to look at it closely. But some of the readings we got from the rift at the edge of the core, I mean, it's not dissimilar. It's not quite the same, but there seems to be similarities that are notable enough to create a correlation. At least it would take a little bit more study to figure out exactly what that is."
Can I just ask a question? Sorry to interrupt. Very brief. What did you just drink?
Oh, that was coffee.
Oh, okay. Not interested. As you were.
Hang on. Wait. So, just spitballing here. If I was some weird kind of telepathic entity capable of bending entire races to my will, and one of the races that I'd employed was using rifts to move around the galaxy from a central point in time. If I were to take a crucible to create, say, a new rift that was opening up onto the galactic core, that would be able to potentially get me to the galactic core very quickly. Right?
I mean, with no science and no maths applied at all, possibly. I don't know much about rifts. I'm not sure if...
Can I do an astrophysics check based on my experience with the rifts and how they've worked for us in terms of like what we've used them for? Could that be replicated through the crucible, sort of looking at this data that's coming through now?
Yeah, you can try that.
I roll a natural one.
And I also make my way around the room towards this flask that supposedly has coffee in it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Dora. Something non-alcoholic might kill you.
Please don't drink my coffee.
Are you sure this is coffee? And can I insight check him?
Yeah.
Come on, baby. 19.
I mean, you can instantly see looking in that it's yellow.
Knew it.
You give it a sniff, and it's got kind of a sickly sweet sort of smell to it. Please, that's mine. Can you stop?
So, hold on. Coffee, correct me if I'm wrong, it's usually kind of like a brownie.
All right, it's not strictly speaking coffee. It is a stimulant. In that coffee is a stimulant, there's a similarity there. It's
a stimulant. Are you trouble with the wife or?
No, it helps focus.
Oh,
you're drinking piss?
No, it's not. Piss is not a stimulant. Wait, unless why are you taking it makes your piss a stimulant?
I think I remember a good song about that.
I was a commando. I've been behind enemy lines with no chance at resupply for a long time.
I know that piss is a stimulant.
Yeah.
But I'm a scientist and I don't go behind enemy lines. I don't really have any enemies apart from my...
That's why it's so weird that you're doing
girls
it.
List.
It's
like it's water world.
Help me focus.
I point at Dora. Dora, you know what to do.
I know exactly what to do. Do you mind if I... Never mind. I'd knock it back.
You, for the next 2 hours, are going to have a +2 to your intelligence.
Shit.
I mean, it's not necessary for him to drink his own urine, but it's sterile and he likes the taste.
It's not urine!
How are you feeling, Dora?
Yes, it's yellow, but it's viscous.
That's
quiet, perv. Dora, how do you feel?
Tastes rather like urine. Not that I've had urine before, but it is particularly... It is viscous, you are correct. And
maybe you just need to check his blood sugar.
So, about this rift and the crucible, well, what should we... Can I do now an astrophysics check?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, crap. That is a 7.
you're not really able to, like, you are focusing, and you're focusing on rift, crucible, star. But that's as far as you can get. You're like, rift, crucible, star, rift, crucible, star, rift. And like...
Oh, God, have you drunk piss, Ritalin?
Why do I care so much about rifts and crucible stars at the moment? What has this done to me?
Your friend is now going to be able to focus quite intently on a specific task. It sounds a little bit like she's tried to figure out if there's a link between the rifts.
Damn you, eggheads. You're so busy with all your science and your piss. So busy asking if you could, you never stop to think if you should.
Why are you fixated on it being piss? Why would I drink... If I'm creating a liquid that helps me focus, why would I make it out of piss?
You tell me, you sick freak!
I don't think that you can blame us for fixating on the piss when you're drinking piss. Like, if you were drinking Vimto, no one would bat an eyelid.
And at that point, the doors open and an Ashen Forge walks in. It's not piss! In chorus, the Ashen Forge sort of stops short and says, Griffin, are you...
Oh, here we go. He's come to his dealer, and you at it and all.
Why are we talking about
piss? Are you the one who sets him up with this fantastical piss?
It's ashen piss. That's what it is. It's ashen piss.
Griffin, are you drinking Ashen Forged urine?
I think he is. You need to talk to him.
It just has piss in my mouth.
Griffin, that is... Dr. Griffin's like, I don't know what's wrong with these people. They saw me drink the stimulant and they thought that it was piss, and then that one drank the stimulant. They're convinced it's piss. And I assume because it's yellow, but it's also viscous. And I don't think they understand that viscous, if your urine is viscous, that is incredibly unhealthy and you should drink more liquids. Yes, I understand.
My piss is always viscous, so.
So, lovely to meet you all. You, pointed at Dumas.
You are a race I have not encountered before. Apologies. I'm a
Well, that's certainly very on the nose.
I apologize. I'm a xenobiologist. I have a fairly short lifespan as well, being an Ashen Forged. So I sort of...
Oh, don't plan on taking up that much of your time.
it's more of a habit that I've developed where I bypass pleasantries. So...
Are you saying xenobiologist, call them like they see them?
So, you have an image, maybe two images I've heard of a creature you've... Yes?
Yep, squids, all right.
Squids. And they walk...
Mesopotamian.
Yes, I can see why you would say squid. It does have tentacles. There is a squid-like formation at the top of its head. It does, however, have other appendages that look like talons and legs. So not quite a squid, but I can see where you went there. Right. This isn't much to go on. These are two fairly basic images and any encounters with the creature.
I may have had a physical encounter with it a few years back, or at least a similar creature. But I don't know, guys, do you want to tell him?
I have only heard voices and dreams from this.
Me nan encountered something similar.
I assume grandmother.
Ah. But I think that Hood's experience might be more pertinent.
Yeah, well, for us, just voices and dreams and Hood, I think, maybe physically or not.
Yeah, I kind of got an image of it in my dream, but it kind of morphed out of the thing that I fought.
So you've all had dreams that relate to this creature?
I've not.
Okay. Most of you have had dreams that relate to this creature.
Well, that's sort of, I assume it was... Now we've got this image.
Hud, your name is. You think you maybe have encountered something this or something like it.
Yeah.
The other two have, and you've recently had a dream. The other two have had a dream, and Dumas, was it? You've not encountered it at all, right? I mean, it sounds telepathic. I'll be honest. This assemblage of limbs and features, telepathy. It doesn't quite measure up to anything I've encountered before. There are, Belar have one of the oldest memories in the galaxy, and they reference things like it. It's not really something that I've focused too much. I tend to study things that physically exist now, but it might be worth contact with Belar if you can.
I mean, how do we do that? Like,
that is an excellent. They tend to not reveal themselves too often. Most will disguise themselves if possible.
Are you saying it could be something ancient?
Well, it's nothing that has been encountered in the last, I don't know, two or three millennia. Otherwise, I would have seen records of it. So it will have to be fairly ancient, yes.
I mean, you literally just said, "Oh, I've never seen one of you before," to me.
Well, that is true. It is possible that it is simply a gap in galactic knowledge. As you are, which is exciting.
Well, I've been called worse.
That's quite an exciting thing to be, if you ask me. A gap in galactic knowledge is very exciting.
So, what we're thinking here is we should go and contact the Belar somehow and find out exactly what this creature is. They may have that gap. They could fill that gap.
So can I describe to this doctor what happened on Unenda when we got there and like when people turned on us and see if that rings any bells for him?
Yeah, and so you do that and he's like, or do you want to actually do it?
I mean, I can actually do it.
Well, no one's heard your backstory yet, so yeah, go for it.
Oh, no, I was talking about Unenda when...
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you meant on your mission when you actually encountered it.
I can talk about the backstory.
Yeah, sure. Go tell me a story.
Right. So, yeah, my platoon was dropped in on a seek and destroy mission on just a backwater planet on the outer rim. We've been sent to take down some pirates that have been harassing some of the outer colonies. And, they've been attacking settler ships, trade routes, generally being a nuisance. So we were supposed to go in, take down the leaders, scuttle the fleet, get out, you know, fairly routine. It all sort of went wrong. We got there, looked like the place had already been hit, found minimal resistance, wiped it out. But there was this weird, I don't know, I suppose you'd call it a lab, I guess, of some kind. Something that had obviously been kind of grown in there, but we couldn't see what, you know, it had obviously been removed or it got out, but whole place is broken up. We started to move back to the extraction point, but then our officer went missing in the night. Our sergeant left to find him, told the rest of us to push on towards the extraction point and wait for him there. When night fell on the second day, that's when it hit us. Killed two of our squad. Didn't even see the thing. Obviously, we started moving defensively, tried to hit the extraction point double time, but it just kept on picking at us, taking us down one by one. We all thought it caught us at the end of the next night in the jungle, when Sarge turned up, managed to help us out. But at that point, it was just me, Doc, and Duo, and Sarge. But the thing kept on coming at us. It was weird. It was it didn't seem to be real. It seemed to kind of keep moving and shifting, and it was weird. When we shot it, when we did hit it, there was this kind of oil stuff, and it sort of reflected loads of different colours. And it was like I'd never seen anything like it before. But whatever it was, it didn't like light. We used our flares to kind of keep it at bay as long as we could while we were moving through the jungle. Eventually, the thing cornered us, and it was between us and the extraction point, and that's when the Sarge kind of ran at it with a grenade, a bunch of grenades. He leveled a chunk of the jungle, and we used the firestorm as cover to get to the extraction point. Next thing I knew, I was awake in a medical tent.
That is an interesting story. It doesn't sound like the same thing, but that doesn't mean it's not. It just means that, I mean, you said it seemed like the thing was maybe not there, maybe it wasn't, maybe it was a projection of some sort. I don't know, this is spitballing, really. Maybe it was a relation of some sort to it.
It had the same tentacles, and it didn't, it was a weird, weird thing.
So maybe it's part of the same genome. Could be they are different evolutions of the same creature. Interesting, though. I will go through my archives and see what I can find. I have access to some Balar historical data, so it's possible that I can find something. So thank you for this. It's fascinating. Thank you for meeting you, points to Demacien. Wonderful to meet you. I hope to converse with you again at another point. Griffin, have I got quarters set up? Can I? Yes, you do. The usual ones, so make your way there if you like. Brilliant. Thank you, Griffin. Lovely to meet you all, and I shall see you again soon. Or not. Don't care. Bye. And he just wanders off.
Now, we've got Piss Drinker alone again. I just want to ask you, are we able to siphon and take some of this for the road?
Roll a persuasion. Yeah, persuasion.
Yeah, it was nearly a natural 20, and then it rolled over onto a 2, so that's a 9.
I have a limited supply, I'm afraid. I'd rather not share. Sorry, it's just very important for my work. I'm going to continue studying the anomalies we're receiving from the star here and the rift and see if I can find anything there, which should hopefully maybe come in handy.
Excellent. It's good to know you need it for the very important work that you're doing. And I'm just going to look out for the next time that he turns away and try and put a little bit into my flask.
Yeah, go for it. Go for a slight hand check.
Need some of that good piss. 14.
I'm going to say you've managed to pour about half of your flask full, and then he turns around and says, you know what, fine. You've already taken some of it. Fill your flask. Why not? Why the hell not? I don't want it back. I don't want it in your flask. I don't know if that's going to impact the chemical formula that it relies on. So, you know, don't rely on it working, but I don't want it back. You'll dirty my supply.
But you know what? You know, you don't need it. You're so clever. Anyway, so don't have to rely on it, mate.
He is supply from the piss drinker.
I mean, fancy relying on a liquid to function.
He opened his mouth to reply, but he's not quite sure where. Like, there's been a barrage of compliments and insults there that he's not quite sure what to do with. So, thank you. I'm going to go back to work now, and you can all leave. It doesn't seem like this is really a place that you would find interesting. Mr. Hud, your desk, and he hands you back your desk. Thank you very much for this. It sounds like your friend is concerned both for you and for what's going on. So, good to have friends, I suppose.
Yeah, he's a good guy. When I put it back in my belt pouch.
When you said it was just you and Duo and Doc, is that the same Duo that's... I mean, I assume it is the same Duo.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like we're not done yet. Again, please leave.
So, before we do, what's the plan? What are we doing next?
Just have a question before we leave. Did any other ships leave the Rift other than Zamorons before we did?
The Rift that you came through on the edge of the court? No. No.
Duo mentioned in his message that a Dendu ship had been hit by the Infinity Core.
That's possible. I'm not quite sure why the Infinity Core would take issue with the Dendu. They've not really engaged in this conflict so far.
Sorry, guys, I forgot to tell you. Is there a screen or anything that I can play Duo's message on in here? Because these guys haven't seen it, have they?
No, they're not. That's you can do that. Like Dr. Griffin is like, if you must, could you use a far corner? Any of the computers have disk drives. You can play things on them. But please, I'm trying to work, and you.
Yeah, sure thing. And I grab the nearest computer. And boot it up.
The nearest one.
Yeah.
He like looks at you, gives you a sidelong glance, sighs.
I stare back at him.
And he sighs and he gathers up his things and he moves to a different workstation.
There we go.
Okay. So I'll read out the message again in case you guys want it. And it said, Hud. It's me, Duo. I heard you were re-enlisted. Me too, buddy. It wasn't my choice, but Doc made me an offer. Well, I should still have a restaurant left to go back to when it's done. I don't know. It's like, shit is complicated. The Infinity Core isn't what it was. I guess Doc being high up has something to do with it, but it's more than that. We're attacking allies, occupying the Galactic Core. They're doing something in the Crucible. I think Korchev is being manipulated or controlled by something. The other day, I heard whilst I was near the conference chamber, Korchev was speaking to something, looked like, kind of like a squid, but terrifying. After that, he ordered a wet squad to attack this Dendu ship that came back from Sol and then scuttled it. Shit is messed up. I put together a rough sketch of the creature. If you can find a xenobiologist or someone, they might be able to tell you more. Listen, man, whatever's going on is messed up. We need to do something. I'm with you. Like always, just say the word.
He seems like an ass chap.
So, Beltrov and Dr. Rich.
You think that was the... Is it completely destroyed?
I mean, scuttle means the ship's gone. Wet squad, will they have taken them, or will they have just killed them?
I just shake my head. Wet squad is it's a kill team.
Oh, well, what's the wet... Oh... Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Dumas.
It's just, it's all a lot to process at the moment. Dumas bites his lip slightly and has a bit of a thing. So he just swallows it slightly and looks up at Hood and says, right, well, okay. Where to? What next then, eh?
I have to question, guys. If they fired upon the Dendu ship, why didn't they fire upon us and send in a wet squad to clean us up? Maybe they thought we had important information, which we did.
Yeah.
That's probably it. We had a bargaining chip, as it were.
But why not arrest us on site and throw us straight in prison? I don't...
I mean, not a lot of this makes sense. I feel like if we could get a line out to Duo, but then again, all the communications are fried. I mean, the only other option would be maybe seeing if we could catch him, but that'd involve running the blockade and getting back on to Sao Paulo.
That seems like a bit of a suicide mission.
Right.
If I can get an outside line, I might be able to get some information on the whereabouts of, say, a Bel Air settlement of some kind, or I have a line of information that could prove useful.
Would you say it's an uncle and an auntie in Bel Air?
I've been mulling some very joke over for about 45 minutes.
Did this ever come up in season
one? We have been in one little fight.
Yes, and
I'd assume our mums are scared.
Yeah, why did this not happen in season one? Crazy.
Well, what we can do is once we have that information, we can whistle for a cab.
But what if it's got a dice in the mirror?
Nah, forget it. You're home to the Bel Air.
So yeah, let's pull up to Pax's house at about 7 or 8.
I'm sorry about this. What happened. Are you going to see Pax? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Sure. So you go out and you say to the two guards that are with you that you want to be taken to see Pax. And one of them goes off just to check that that's possible and comes back and gives you a nod. Had you been on plenty of battleships, so you're aware that you're not far from the command center of the ship at this point, but you swing a right and make your way towards some of the senior officer quarters. And the quarters that you're taken into are very stately. They are ornate, but they are not like, so the walls are very well decorated. They're very highly polished, but the furniture I would describe as Spartan. It is minimum what you need to live. There is a singular chair with a table. And there is a bed, and the bed does not look particularly comfortable. That's all there is. There's a small locker at the foot of the bed. And the two guards leave, and Pax turns around. Welcome back. I mean, you've not been here before, but... Hi.
Hello, matey. We're just wondering where we should go next. We understand that you may have a line of communication. I don't know. Your colonel mentioned it was only to one person.
He holds eye contact with you, and it's kind of aggressive, but not entirely. And grunts.
I give him a little wink.
So you want to talk to my friend? Why?
Well, I was wondering whether we could maybe try and adapt that communication device to open it up and get a line out to one of our compatriots.
Who?
I'm not sure if you've ever perused the shadow net before. I think you may have done because you're a bit of a badass, right? But I have certain connections that might be able to aid us in the search for information about this Squidward.
He scratches his beard a little bit, looking as close as Pax can get to thoughtful, which isn't very close. It comes across as confused.
Huh. Shadownet contact, you say? I. What's the name they use?
I'm not supposed to really give that out, but I know it's a fake name anyway, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind. And after all, this is kind of, you know, very important for the future of the galaxy. Phineas Flimflam.
And he sort of lifts his head a little bit. And then, without saying anything, stands up and leaves the room through a door to your left. And he's gone for about 5 minutes. And then he comes back in. You can talk to him.
You mean in person, or?
Oh. My communication room is through there. He wants to speak to all of you, though.
Phineas Flimflam. You know him.
Yes.
All right, guys. Slightly confused, but shall we?
Doesn't seem like the time to be sure.
Sure. As we're walking in, Hud just mouths the words, "Yes, Finflam," at Dora.
She just shrugs. Dory the Explorer, Phineas Flimflam. You know.
Hud shrugs back.
It's pirate life.
So you follow Pax's indication and you walk into this. It's about 10 foot by 10 foot room, just slick black walls and ceiling and floor, and the door shuts behind you. And there's a small pad in the center of it, like a circular pad, that flickers to life. And there's just a 3D image of what looks like Harrison Ford just stood in the center of the room.
No way.
And I'll stop it there.
Is it actually Harrison Ford?
No.
No, it looks like Harrison Ford. I mean, you don't know. Like, no one knows how long Harrison Ford is going to last, do we? Like, it could be actual Harrison Ford.
Oh, my God. Is it Harrison Ford dressed as a janitor? No.